Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Rooted Deep, a podcast featuring Reba Bowman and Allison Hale.
Welcome to the Rooted Deep podcast. My name is Reba Bowman. I'm here with my good friend and co-host, Allison Hale. And we are just excited to kind of be with you today. And we hope your day is going well. We hope you're doing good. But we hope that after the podcast, you're actually doing better. That's usually the goal, right, Allison?
Exactly. If not better, at least with the tools to help it get better, right?
There we go.
I think that's one of the things that we like about Psalm 1. It gives you the do's and the don'ts, the B's and the be nots, you know. And so even if it's still a tough day or a tough fight, you at least maybe hopefully leave with a couple. I know I do, really. Leave with a couple of tools to put into place and say, you know, we just talked about this. It was a good reminder to me and to my soul. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been we've had a lot of things going on in podcast over the last couple of weeks. So there's been a lot of good things. We've had some interviews. You know, we've had some great talking points, but a couple of weeks ago, we kind of dropped into the Psalms just a little bit. Mm-hmm. Talked a little bit about my new devotional that came out, Backstory, and kind of the what was going on with that. And we talked about a couple of Psalms. And actually, we're going to kind of roll back around to that today and talk about another Psalm that we both really like that we think has some powerful things. And I think maybe sets us up for this season that we're in right now. At least I hope it does.
Yeah. And I think as we're kind of moving into the end of the year and all the things happening, we do start taking stock or mm-hmm. This is the time for lists, right? You have your list of things that you have to do, list of things, activities you're going to be at, things that you're, and everybody starts, you know, with the grateful, the 30 days of grateful, you know, and everybody's making a list of that. So I think this is a perfect time to be talking about this just because we talk about this constantly, from different perspectives, remember when, or setting up or building altars. We've talked about that before and markers. And we talk about this all the time. So I think this is a beautiful time. Plus and this does not replace going out and getting Reba's book just because you listen to the podcast. I still think you need to get the book because then you can have a time, you know, with your book outside, inside, it doesn't matter. Cup of coffee, cup of tea, a cup of matcha, whatever, if you're a matcha person.
Matcha.
Got all fancy, but I know I don't drink it. I think it tastes like blended grass, but, other than that, anyway, I'm just a coffee person, but getting this book and going through these, our podcasts are just kind of hitting the highlights, but you definitely still need to get the book.
Yeah, obviously it would be great to get the book, but, because there's a whole lot more Psalms in the book than just the ones that we're going over with, but I think it's just today. I think it's just such a great, maybe if we had a title for this, maybe the blessings of remembering, you know, it's just there. I think there's times in our life when we need to remember, we need to reflect. And when we look at Psalm 103, David is doing just that. I think he's having this moment of reflection, this moment of remembering. Man, some powerful things that David says as he reflects on the goodness of God, the character of God, you know, who God is and what God's done. But what I love about the way that the Psalm is written is that it's almost David speaking to himself. And we're going to kind of talk about that as we go through here, because it's like, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. So David's like, it's almost like David's preaching to himself.
Right. Yeah. He's all, and maybe even coaching himself a little. Just reminding, and don't forget about this. Don't forget, but to himself. And I think a lot of times when we are in a moment of reflection or remembrance, we really need to get into that mindset of the logical part of the brain telling the heart to remember. I think so many times, because we are both emotional and intellectual beings, sometimes we forget to tell ourselves the important things, or we forget to remind maybe our heart, because we remember it, we have it on a list, but then going over it. And this is why it's so important, I feel like, to preach to ourselves, because we can give ourselves the pep talk, we can give ourselves the preaching moment, and then we can also listen and say, you're right, because sometimes we get outside of the issue. We get distracted by what's going on around us, or we get distracted by the day-to-day, the kind of routine,
Sure.
bad things, or yucky things. I was just in a speaking engagement, and we were actually talking about qualitative research and grounded theory and all of the things, and the speaker actually did say, "And yucky things." And I was like, there's such intellectual moments that we're tapping, and then she used the word yucky things, because we struggle with yucky things, or we struggle with the everyday. And we kind of get complacent about our gratitude, or get complacent about who God is. And like you said, we need to preach or pep talk or coach our way back to remembering all the things, or making sure we remember and make that list of what God has done in our lives.
Yeah, and I do think it has to be intentional.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think that if we just allow our eyes to wander, our thoughts to wander, our hearts to wander, there's so many bad things going on in the world. And there's on any given day, the news is just filled with murder and violence and hatred and so and so cussing out so and so and spewing off and somebody's beating so and so. I mean, it's just when you look at the news, it's just like an overwhelming, bucket of yuck, right? I mean, it just so much there in a day. And then maybe sometimes we can look around us and we can be driving to work, or maybe we can have our own day and there's a lot that's yucky that goes on in our own day, not in the news, but in our news, in our world, right? And it doesn't all it's not always simple there. But I think we have to be intentional about our praise. But I think we have to be intentional about our self-talk. And I think this is what David's kind of doing here a little bit. He's talking to himself. He is praising. But there's also this weight where you feel like he's almost commanding himself to, hey, we're going to bless the Lord. This is what we're going to do. And we're going to remember this. And we're going to think about this. And I think that, David had a lot of moments in his life. Somebody said, well, when was this written? And you could say, well, maybe it was written at this moment or that moment, because when you read through here, you get a lot of inferences that he could be talking about this or that. But I think all in all, when you look at the psalm, you get a feel that David's almost looking back a little. It's almost reflective. He's almost kind of going back through, almost like flipping through his diary, right? And going, oh, wow, man, I just remember the character of God. I remember the goodness of God. I remember this. And he reflects on who God is. And I think that's one of the most powerful things about Psalm 103 is that the focus and the intent is on blessing the Lord. And it's on remembering his benefits, and it's blessing his name, and it's not forgetting his benefits. And when you go down through this list, how you pardon all of our iniquities and heal all of our diseases and redeems our life from the pit and crowns us with loving kindness, satisfies our years with good things. I mean, when you read all of these things like this in this list, that even the first five verses, I think what you're really, what you're overwhelmed with is where David starts his focus at. It's like, don't forget who God is, because whatever the day brings forth, whatever my mind is racing with, does this trumps all.
Exactly. And I think there's, as many of David's Psalms are, there is a progression. There is, he starts talking about just the the forgiveness of sins. He's talking about the spiritual. Then he's talking about the physical, and then he's talking about the emotional. Redeemed your life from the fire, from the pit, and that can be just very emotional. And then reminds you of his love and mercy. And then all of a sudden you're flying, you're soaring, you know. And so it does seem like it is more reflective toward the end of his life because he speaks of his youth and he speaks of, you know, just regaining. And have you ever, I mean, we've had days like this, and just recently I just had a day to where it's like, I mean, I was just reminded that I'm well into my 50s. You know, I'm just, the day and the struggle
50
of
plus 3 days,
I'm
right? Yeah,
50
right.
plus 3 months, you know.
Yes, okay.
But the struggle, it was something that I wasn't bouncing back because emotional toll, the physical toll that, you know, the day and the work that we do takes, and then have it just remembering. And so then I'm like, you know, no, he's brought us, and I had to really talk to some of our people and some of our staff and just know he's brought us through this and this and this. Look how far we, you know. And then as you begin to as you begin to recount God's blessings and God's, you know, entrance into this or that, or his work in this, you do feel a sense of renewal. And so that, you know, but it starts with a personal check. And I think this is an amazing, I love these three verses just because of the progression that David is talking and just reminding his own soul what all God has done in his life. It's beautiful.
And you know, I love that he talks about forget not, because I think I know, at least I can get forgetful of all the good things when I'm surrounded by all the bad things. You know, I can immediately forget any good thing has happened, and the next thing you know, I'm in the pit over here. You know, woe is me, and life is bad, and I don't know how I'm going to get out of this mess. You know, and I'm like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. You know, don't forget where God has brought you. Don't forget who He is. Don't forget His character. Don't forget what He does. And I think it's good for us to be like, okay, there's certain things we just need to remember. You know, we need to remember. And I think that this attitude of gratitude, if you will, where David is walking through this, I think that kind of heart grounds us in ways that are so important for our lives, because the more, I think, the more we remember, the more we praise.
Yeah, it's true. And you know, if you don't have a journal, or if you're not good at journaling, or if you're not good at making lists, there needs to be a way. You have to have a way. And maybe it's just a prayerful way. Like, really, Lord, I'm struggling with remembering, you know, and God will be like, hey, you remember when I stepped in here today? But journaling helps with this. Even, I mean, honestly, scrolling your phone, you know, sometimes I'm just sitting there and looking at the pictures on my phone that I take of a beautiful sunset or a beautiful, you know, of my dog or where we live or some of the women or some of the things. You've got to find a way to not forget. So whether it's a journal, whether it's, you know, your devotional Bible study, whether it's just walking through your house or walking or looking at your children or looking at your friend, you've got to find a way not to forget, because that's the easiest. Forgetfulness is one of the tools that we have that Satan uses just to get us to forget, just to get us to walk away and feel isolated, or forget to walk away and be like, no, God's never helped me, God never did this, God, you know. And there's so many times in the Word of God where he's like, didn't I tell you? Don't you remember? What did I say? And you can walk through the scripture, especially with conversations of Jesus, when he's literally saying, remember when I said this, or don't forget that I said this, or don't, you know, this conversation, and connecting, because he knows that humanly we are going to forget. And that's why the coaching, David's coaching to his own soul and preaching to his own soul, is like, don't forget. You know, you're about to forget. Don't forget where you came from, kind of a situation.
And you know, I love it, because when you get to verses 8 through 12, you see almost a real time. You know, it's not just what you remember what he did 15 years ago, remember what he did 5 minutes, you know, five years ago, whatever. But it's like, wait a minute, what's God doing right now? You know, and I feel like sometimes that's the hard part, or it can be the hard part, is being able to see grace and mercy and loving kindness in the moment, in the place of wherever I'm at in this thing. And honestly, it's looking for God's character. I think, Ruth and Naomi are such a beautiful picture of this, as, we see Naomi coming back from the land of Moab after her husband and sons have died. And she's coming back with Ruth, right? And she meets the women in the streets, and they're like, "Hey, wait a minute, aren't you Naomi?" Right? I mean, we recognize you, you're back. And she's like, "Don't call me Naomi, call me bitter, call me Mara, because life has been bitter to me. It's been hard on me. My husband's dead, my sons are dead, God's taken these things from me. And so don't even call me this." But as you watch the story unfold, one of the, I think the most amazing things about the story is that great God's character, his love and his faithfulness are displayed in ways that are not like billboard signs, right? But it's faithfulness in Ruth being able to find a field to glean in, and then a little bit being left on purpose, and then Boaz caring for Ruth and telling her to join his women, and then her coming back with all this extra. And I think all these things are happening, and all of a sudden Naomi realizes, wait a minute. There's this moment, I think, when she starts
There's
to have
something
her eyes
happening.
open and she's like, "Oh, whoa, wait a minute. Maybe I see God in all this," right?
And so I think that's one of the things that we do tend to, and this is again preaching to ourselves in the moment. Hey, like you said, you can look around and find ways that God is working even in the moment, even right now, even around you, whether it's within your family, whether it's personal, whether it's in your church, there are things that are happening because he doesn't walk away and then come back when things are bad. And I think that's what one of the things that we may that maybe that may be a poor perception of God, that we have to call him back. Wait, oh, you walked away, so things got bad again, so I'm going to need you to come back here. No, he actually does not leave. And he's still moving around and he's still working and he's still going before. He might not be taking you out of the trial or he might not be taking the trial out of you, but he is there with you. And you need to be able to, and this is why it's got to kind of be conditioning, a practice or a training of being able to recognize God even in, even in the present moment. You can look back and it's beautiful to look back. And I think looking back is part of that training. When, we tell the story so many times, we tell the story of the big things, but God was training and preparing us by doing these little things all throughout the little, in quotes, all throughout the way. So conditioning us for when we were smack dab in it. And that's, we can say he's still graceful, merciful, he's still gracious, and being able to recognize it in the present. But it has to be that conditioned, almost a conditioned response of, okay, I'm gonna stand still for a minute. I'm gonna look around and see, and I'm gonna be able to see. And if you're looking for it, you will find it. I think that's the problem. Sometimes we get our eyes focused on the bad. So if we look for bad stuff, we're gonna find more bad stuff. If we look for grace and mercy in our lives, we will see it. And I think that's what the psalm is all about, is practicing continually seeing God work in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And even in our like in our craziness, I guess maybe is the right word for it. I mean, David's like, the Lord is compassionate and he's gracious, he's slow to anger, it's these, say ironically same language that he uses for Moses back in Exodus. This is who God's character hasn't changed. It was the same for Moses, it's the same for David. And it's like, okay, wait a minute. We mess up so much, right? I mean, I'm just constantly just trying to do the right thing, and I do the wrong thing. It's Paul says it. And other times it's like I just am constantly making a mess of things. And it's like, okay, wait a minute, who is God? The focus in the middle of my mess is like, wait a minute, God's bigger than this. God is compassionate. He is gracious. God is slow to anger. He doesn't treat us like we deserve to be treated, but he's so there to help us through this situation. And I think if we could see God like that, then we would see him more often. But I think we're hiding from him like Adam and Eve were in the garden a lot. We're over here in the bushes. And, like hiding from him because maybe our shame or our frustrations or whatever. And we're like, I don't want God to see me here. But the thing about it is if we could be seen, if we understand he sees us and it's okay for us to see him in these moments like this, I think we'd feel his compassion. We'd feel his graciousness. We would understand his character more.
Right, exactly. And so when and I think that's really true when we're in the moment or when we're in the struggle, but we're looking, opening our eyes, and you did a what do women do when they speak? I mean, are women allowed to say we have sermons and preach and all these things? When
Yeah,
you spoke, we
we can
could
use
use
those
those
words
words.
interchangeably, yes.
Right. When you spoke at a conference and it was talking about specifically the time that God opened Hagar's eyes, God opened certain people's eyes. And I love that, and I've always remembered that message, and I remember it just because so many times our circumstances, our own humanness, or like you said, our shame has kind of blinded us to really the provision of God, the protection of God. And again, if we could just, like you said, instead of hiding, instead of just sitting there and saying, listen, I'm not ready to see God because I don't want him to see me, and say, no, you really are at a time. If you don't want God to see you, that's probably the best time for God to see you because he's the only one who can fix what you're dealing with. And that's the only, that's truly what, when you experience the grace, the graciousness of God and the mercy of God is at our, and so, and then understanding he will not always chide, nor will he keep his anger forever. He does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our weaknesses. So no matter how bad you've been, he already knows. And so invite him in because that's the moment that we need him most, because the iniquities, the problems that we have, he's literally the only one who can fix it and deal with it and forgive and bring about merciful consequences and merciful discipline, because discipline from him is loving. It's not, it's not, well, I think we're again, we have a wrong, and this is because we haven't invited him into our closest space. We don't understand that his discipline, we don't understand his character because we're constantly hiding from him. And so when we can really open ourselves up to his character and appreciate his presence in our lives and invite his presence in our lives and enjoy his presence in our lives, then these moments of remembrance are going to be all the sweeter, because it's like, hey, I know what you've done in the past. I can see what you're kind of doing right now. I don't know where you're going with this, but I trust you because we've been here before.
And David of all people
Yeah,
should be an authority on this,
David.
right?
Right.
I mean,
Yeah.
he's got a long line of moments, highlight reels from the worst
Yeah.
moments to the
Yeah.
best moments, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, he had a man killed, he committed adultery, there's so many things in his life that are broken, right? And
Yeah.
I think if for David to be able to look back on his life and say, verse 11, for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear him.
Yeah.
I mean, so it was like as high as the heavens are above the earth. I mean, the massiveness of the universe as we stand on planet Earth and look up in the sky and realize how far, far, far away, the heavens are, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden to realize, wait a minute, this is how great David says God's loving kindness is towards those who fear him. And then he talks about how he's removed our transgressions as far as the east is from the west, and he has compassion like a father, and he knows our frame and he
Yeah.
knows we're dust. I mean, these are some powerful verses for us to remember, because it's like David is
Right.
reminding
Yeah.
himself, hey, and I'm sure when David's writing these things, there's probably a reel going on in his mind about his
Yeah.
worst moments, right? The worst things he's
Yeah.
done, and all of the things he's, that we, thank goodness, didn't even get written in the Bible, that he probably wouldn't want anybody to know, right? Thoughts he
Right,
had,
yeah.
feelings that he had, and he's like, this is who God is. He's merciful. He's kind. He's loving. He puts our sin as far as the east is from the west. He doesn't hold it against it. He knows we're dust. And there's these great reminders of
Yeah.
the character, how the character of God impacts the perspective of man. It ought
Yeah.
to, who God is should change our perspective of life and of who God is.
Yeah. And the proper perspective of God is going, should dictate our perspective of our lives, our trials, our even our best moments. Because even, I mean, we constantly talk about trials and God not being there. Sometimes when we're doing really good, we also
Yeah.
forget God. You know, I mean,
True.
because we think
Maybe
it's about
more
us.
often, right?
Maybe, yeah, exactly. We're doing good, and so then, you know, that had to do with me, that had to do with my strength, and the
Yeah.
so having a proper perspective of where we are and where and who God is in our lives, that it puts everything in, it puts the our surrounding, our trials, our successes into the proper perspective. Because just like you said, David's probably there's I don't think there's anybody else in scripture who's worst and best moments are just out there for everybody to see. I mean,
Yeah.
Abraham had a couple, David had a lot, you know, just
Yeah.
constant. And then throughout, and so, but for him to come back and say, as he's looking back on his life, he can see, you know, he can see the good and the bad, and oh, okay, that wasn't that bad. All right, that's, you know, and
Yeah.
then, but then all that he can also see because he has a proper perspective of God, and he's coaching his, he's preaching at his soul to continue to have that good perspective of God, and where really God could have ended, you know, God could have ended, God could have cut him off, God could
Oh,
have,
absolutely.
you know, and he can, and he recognizes that, and then understanding that, you know, the fatherly love. But the verse 14, for he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. He really, more than anybody else in this, I always talk about Psalm 139 because the
Yeah.
beautiful intimacy of the all-powerful God, understanding how we were knit together, is such a huge reminder of what we have in him. And not being able to forget it shouldn't even. I should say that differently. We forget it all the time. We shouldn't be able to forget that that
Yeah.
all-powerful being God who created us and formed us and fat you know and fashioned us remembers that we are dust, remembers where he where we come from, where
Right.
we came from, and then to understand that that is with us in present tense daily. And that's beautiful. And we forget it. We go about our day, and then at the end of the day, we're like, oh, hey. Hi, you know, it's like you're
Right.
praying and like you know and but we've got to be able to walk daily with him even in the moments that we are struggling.
No, yeah, and I think that's when our choices come into play, right? You know, okay, what am I going to set my mind on? What am I going to set my thoughts on? What am I going to say out loud? What am I going to, because, you know, so
Focus
much
on.
about what I say out loud and think in my mind becomes my attitude, you know, right or wrong,
Right.
lies or truth, right? It just becomes my
Yeah.
attitude. If I think in it long enough and say it out loud long enough, I believe it, whether it's the truth or not. And so I think praise is not usually an automatic thing for a lot of us. And we always say this, I promise you, there probably will never be a podcast that goes by that we're not going to talk about this issue in some way, shape, form, or fashion. And that is, there's this element of trust that we have with the Lord and to the Lord. And it's like, okay, wait
Yeah.
a minute. If you are who you say you are, and if you can do what you say you can do,
Yeah.
then my responsibility is to trust you in all of my moments. But I
Right.
don't, but that just doesn't come, I don't think that's automatic, like, oh, okay, I'll just do that. I think praise is definitely helps us bridge that gap back to trust when we're
Right.
struggling. It's like, okay, wait a minute, what do I set my heart on? What am I going to set my
Yeah.
mind on? What am I going to say out loud? What am I going to allow my
Yeah.
thoughts to spin on? And I think they've got to be, okay, this is the thing I always train wrecked on, and I still do to this day. I have to remind myself. I think I always thought my praise was around my circumstances.
Yeah.
So when I looked at my circumstances and they weren't good,
Yeah.
then I don't really have anything to praise God
Yeah.
about unless I go back to the last time it was good, and then I'll praise him for those circumstances that happened
Yeah.
way back in. But
Yeah.
what David is teaching us, I think, in this psalm is our praise, our circumstances should never be the central focus of our praise.
Right.
God is the central focus of our praise. And then,
Right. Yeah.
regardless of our circumstances, he's the constant
Yeah,
because he never
exactly. Yeah.
changes, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
So,
exactly.
So when I praise, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I'm going through a bad time. I'm struggling right now. I'm having a hard thing. What's there to praise God for? Okay, you're looking at your circumstances. Okay, wait a minute. Let's look at God's character. Now, let's talk about it. Who is God? Who do you know him to be? What is his character? Now that's what you praise him for, that God is all of these things. And I love it because that's David, what David did. He's like, God, through it all, in it all, this is who you are. And I'll always have a place to praise if I go back to God's character and not worry so much about circumstances.
We can, and that's true because we can, God, the fact that God's unchanging, so his mercy never ceases, he's everlasting love, we have salvation, his enduring and sacrificial love of Christ on the cross, those are the constant things that we have to continually and daily praise him for, because that is who he is and what he has done, and who, and his character of love, and that's the constant. And then we can be thankful for specific things or moments, but like you said, you don't want your circumstances to dictate your praise. You want your praise to give you a perspective of your circumstances. And so being able to see the permanence and constancy and immutability, non-changing, the non-changing God that we have, and no matter what, because our perspective and attitude, especially women, maybe I can't speak for the men, but I can go through all of the things. I used to say in one day, but I really feel like before breakfast, I've already gone through all of the things. Things are bad, things are good, things are bad, things are hard, things are tough. You know what I'm saying? And so you have all these emotions just within a day, but the constant of God and his unchangeable nature and hit the unchangeable attributes that we know and that we can count on, that we can trust, then that guides our praise. And that's what, like you said, that's what guides our praise. And then our praise can also give us a better perspective of our circumstances, our tough times, and our successes.
It reminds me sometimes of there's a song Laura Story wrote, Blessings, right? And that song starts off, we pray for blessing, we pray for peace, right? They're all the things that we, all the things that we pray for, all the things that we ask God for. I wonder sometimes, we want all the things to be good, right? We want all these things to go. And, as Laura wrote, we pray for blessings, we pray for peace, comfort for family, protection while we sleep. The song goes on and says, we pray for healing, for prosperity. We pray for the ease of suffering. Then the I guess the famous chorus, right? What if your blessings come through raindrops? And what if your healing comes through tears? All of these things, I think this is such a powerful song that Laura wrote. And if I remember it correctly, she writes this song at a time of great loss. And I don't remember all the details behind when she wrote that story, but I know that she wrote it. I want to say she wrote it during a time when she lost her husband. I don't remember that to be exact, but I want to make sure I don't quote something out of turn here. But I think that, for a lot of us at least, we look for the blessing of God to be the stuff. We look for the blessing of God to be these wonderful things and all of the things that we pray for. And yet God sometimes is working in so many ways that we can't understand. And that, yes, I want him to get me out of the pit. And yes, I want him to remove me from all these things, right? But I think sometimes we have to say, God, I'm going to choose in every moment, in any moment, to focus on who you are and to focus on your character. And there, if I can't find anything about my day to praise you for, if I can't find anything in my moment, my circumstance, okay, if I just can't see it, you know, and I'm like Naomi, just call me bitter, you
Just call
know?
me bitter. Yes.
It's one of those days, just call me
Yeah.
bitter, right?
Leave me
If that's
alone.
how I'm feeling,
Yeah.
and wait a minute, let me go back to the character of God. And I think the psalm is one that you ought to mark it. You know, you ought to keep it handy for yourself
Yeah,
because
and
it's
just
a
read
great,
through it.
and pray it out loud. You
Yeah,
know, I
yeah.
mean, it's just a great thing. I think when we start our prayers, bless the Lord, oh my
Yeah.
soul.
Yeah.
And in
It's
my
like, here you go. Yeah. It's
in
setting
my
your
devotional,
GPS.
I
It's
challenge.
setting your
Yeah,
GPS
exactly.
for your destination. And it's gonna and the whole psalm, but the first thing you put in, like you said, is bless the Lord, oh my soul. You put in those coordinates. It's like that's where we're gonna get to because that's where we need to get to. And here's how we get to it. And it's by following this formula in Psalm 103. And these are the directions, and this is the remembrance, and this is the markers that you look for because that's our goal, is to continually bless the Lord, oh my soul. You better do it. It's like a preaching, you know, soul, you got to get this because sometimes you get off track. So let's get back to the original coordinates of that our soul must bless the Lord.
Yeah, and you know, David starts the same and he ends the same. The psalm ends and begins with the same words. And I think for us, I'd love to challenge you to just, as you're listening right now, maybe when you turn off podcast, just start a prayer that starts with "Bless the Lord, all my soul," and see what comes next. Thinking
What
about the
direction you go?
character of God, yeah, and let your
Yeah.
heart, you know. And just it's like, okay, you know what? This is just, I'm gonna choose to praise. I'm just gonna
Yeah.
choose. I'm gonna make a choice here because, you know, if we just let our hearts guide, if I let my emotions guide, if I let my temperament guide me, on most days I'm train wrecking.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I can't always count on any of those things, to be honest. You know.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. And I think that the most important thing that we need to remember is it is a choice. Praise, gratitude, starting how we start our prayers, how we start our conversations with the Lord is a choice. And
Yes.
sometimes some of David's psalms start with why. Some of David's psalms start with the enemies. Oh, this, oh, that, you know, the cave. Why are you doing this? Why are my enemies coming against me? But at the same time, this is one of the things that, and this is the concept because we cannot specifically attach this psalm to one, and I think that's beautiful that you can't. That we can't know that this psalm is from a specific time. This is a prayer, and this is a practice, and this is a perspective that we have to have all throughout our lives, whether it's a David and Bathsheba moment, whether it's a David and Goliath moment, whether it's a David and Absalom moment, or whether it's a, you know, whatever it is, this psalm is the type of psalm that's not specific to an event or a backstory, because this is one of the psalms that needs to continually be in the repertoire, in the list of in the playlist. We got to go back to this one, because this is one of the ones that we're gonna, it's constant. We have to continually go back and root ourselves in, if we want to do a shameless plug for our own podcast that people are already listening to, if we want to root ourselves in the proper attitude of prayer, the proper attitude of praise, no matter what's happening, because this psalm is like good stuff happens, bad stuff happens, God's still the same, and our response to him should still be, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me.
And you know, if you really want to get extra credit, bonus on this one, if you flip your page over from 103 and you go to 104, you're going to see that it starts with "Bless the Lord, all my soul." And you can go to 105, and when you get to Psalm 105, you're going to see it says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord."
Give thanks.
And so there's a series of psalms here. Just kind of, you know, 106 starts with "Praise the Lord." Where there's just a series of psalms here that are praising the Lord for their benefits. So 107, oh, give thanks to the Lord. So there's a series here. So I think, some of these will really speak to you in certain moments of your life. And you, like, I think Allison used the right phrase. You need to kind of keep these on repeat. These are psalms that you need to keep on your playlist, and you need to be like, okay, wait a minute, I got to go back and I need to read these in times when maybe my heart is not feeling very gratitude, a lot of gratitude, maybe when my perspective is off, maybe when when I'm frustrated, when all of my circumstances aren't stacking, then I go, wait a minute, I go back to, let me refocus on not my circumstances, but the character of God. And
And this is where I have been lately. I'm like, what's changed? It's not ever God. So what has changed has been my heart, or what has changed has been my perspective, or what has changed. Because when you can go back to, and that's so a double-minded man, James, here we go. Here,
Here we
Allie's
go.
quoting her
Favorite
least
book.
favorite verse, favorite book. Double-minded man, unstable. And so you think of like, God's never double-minded, so what's changed? And so sometimes when you do feel that unsettling, you can go back to, and that's what the psalm does. It's like, he hasn't changed. You've changed. You've moved. Your heart has been distracted, or your perspectives has been off. But go back to what hasn't changed and root yourself in these type of psalms where you can just say, let me bless the Lord, because he's the one who never changes.
Yeah, these anchor points of life, right? Because yeah, because life is life. And on any given day, anything can disrupt it in such a violent way at times. And so just coming back to these. So I hope this has been encouraging for you today. I hope these are psalms that are, especially Psalm 103, that you can kind of keep in your mind and go, okay, wait a minute. What does that look like if I refocus my situation? So maybe right now you're in a thing. Right now you're in a funk. Right now you're in a circumstance, and everything around you maybe looks kind of dark, cloudy. You're kind of having an Eeyore moment in life right now, where nothing, everything is gray and nothing looks good. I think these are perfect times for you to say, okay, hey, you know what? I'm going to read Psalm 103 today. I'm going to read it out loud. I'm going to read it a couple of times. I'm going to pray
Write
it
it.
back to God. I'm going to just keep saying it till I believe it. I'm going to keep saying it till I feel it. I'm just going to keep focusing on this, and let that be the thing that kind of reshifts our focus and dials us in. I can remember when I was in high school and in college, taking biology and chemistry classes and having to use a microscope. I can remember, because this was not my best subject, looking in those microscopes, and there's a little slide down on the thing, and the teacher's like talking about something I'm supposed to be seeing. And I'm like, I don't see it. I see this, but I don't see that. And the teacher's like, okay, let's fine tune,
Dial
like
it in.
twist that dial a little bit, dial that thing in a little, go a higher power, drop that thing down a little. And next thing you know, I'm starting to move the dial and increase the power, the magnification of what I'm looking at. And suddenly those little blue squiggly things that the teacher's been talking about suddenly come to life on the screen. They were there all along, but I couldn't see them because I wasn't dialed in to be able to see them. And I think that's so much the way it is sometimes in our own life. God's character is God's character. It's always there, and he is always all of these things, faithful and true and loving and kind. But sometimes we don't see it because we're just not dialed in. And we just kind of got to dial in. And Psalm 103 is a great way to dial you in.
This is what will magnify him and put our circumstances kind of in the back, and so we can focus on, like you said, just dialing into seeing truly how where he is, how he is, what he is, and focus on that, and then choose to praise him.
Absolutely. Well, we hope this is encouragement for you today. We hope you'll stay rooted deep today. Spend a little time in Psalm 103 today, and get yourself good and dialed in. But until next time, stay rooted deep.
Thank you for listening to Rooted Deep. To learn more about Dare for More Ministries, go to dareformore.org and look up Mercy Workshop at mercyjewelry.org.